Picture this, a small farming community on Prince Edward Island where nothing much happens until an 11-year-old orphan with fiery red hair arrives by mistake. When shy bachelor Matthew Cuthbert goes to the train station expecting a boy to help with farm work, he finds Anne Shirley instead, a skinny, freckled girl with an unstoppable imagination and endless chatter. During their carriage ride to Green Gables, Anne transforms ordinary landmarks into magical places, the Lake of Shining Waters and the White Way of Delight. Matthew, usually uncomfortable around females, finds himself charmed by her extraordinary spirit. His stern sister Marilla, however, is determined to send the girl back. Anne's backstory unfolds like a Victorian tragedy. Orphaned at 3 months when her teacher parents died of fever, she bounced between households, not out of kindness, but necessity. She cared for multiple sets of twins as a small child, endured neglect, and eventually landed in an asylum. Yet somehow, this girl emerged with her spirit intact. How? Through the transformative power of imagination. Where others saw only drudgery, Anne created worlds of beauty. When Mrs. Blewett, known for her cruelty, offers to take Anne, something shifts in Marilla. Seeing Anne's mute misery, she hesitates, unwilling to subject this sensitive child to more hardship. Back home, Matthew declares he wouldn't give a dog I liked to that Blewett woman. Slowly, reluctantly, the Cuthberts decide to keep her. There is no use in loving things if you have to be torn from them, Anne says matter-of-factly, revealing the emotional armor she's built through years of rejection. But sometimes, the most unexpected arrivals become the most treasured gifts. When Mrs. Rachel Lynde calls Anne skinny, homely, and like a carrot on top, Anne erupts in fury, hurling insults back before storming upstairs. Marilla surprisingly defends Anne, telling Mrs. Lynde she shouldn't have criticized her looks. At Matthew's gentle suggestion, Anne delivers a theatrical apology to Mrs. Lynde, who finds herself moved by Anne's dramatic but sincere words. Anne's friendship with Diana Barry becomes her greatest joy as they create their Idlewood Playhouse and explore the countryside together, with Anne's imagination transforming ordinary places into magical landscapes. However, at school, when Gilbert Blythe pulls her braid and calls her carrots, Anne smashes her slate over his head. Despite his immediate apology, Anne's wounded pride leads her to vow never to speak to him again. Their resulting feud evolves into an academic rivalry, with both excelling in their studies while Anne maintains a stubborn awareness of Gilbert's presence and achievements. Anne's imagination leads to legendary mishaps throughout Avonlea. When hosting Diana for tea, she accidentally serves Marilla's homemade currant wine instead of raspberry cordial, resulting in Diana becoming intoxicated. Mrs. Barry forbids the girls from associating, leaving Anne heartbroken yet finding romantic consolation in their tragic separation. Another disaster occurs when Anne flavors a cake with anodyne liniment instead of vanilla for tea with the minister's wife. Perhaps most memorably, tired of her red hair, Anne purchases dye, promising beautiful raven black hair, only to turn it ghastly green. After a week of hiding and failed shampooing, Marilla declares Anne's hair must be cut off. Later, attempting to enact Tennyson's poem about Elaine, Anne drifts down a pond in a leaking boat, becoming stranded until Gilbert rescues her. He earnestly apologizes for teasing about her hair years ago, asking to be friends. Despite a strange flutter in her heart, Anne's pride prevails and she refuses. Through these misadventures, Anne learns to temper imagination with practicality without losing her capacity for wonder. When told she can stay at Green Gables, Anne's gratitude is overwhelming. "Oh, Miss Marilla, how much you miss," she exclaims when Marilla dismisses imagination. Isn't this the essence of Anne, finding wonder where others see nothing special at all? Under progressive teacher Miss Stacy's guidance, Anne's natural intelligence flourishes. She joins a special class preparing for Queen's Academy entrance examinations, developing a fierce academic rivalry with Gilbert. Though still refusing to speak to him, their competition pushes each to greater achievement. At Queen's, Anne forms new friendships with thoughtful students like Stella Maynard and Priscilla Grant. She ultimately wins both the gold medal, tied with Gilbert, and the prestigious Avery Scholarship for Redmond College. Meanwhile, Anne transforms those around her. Matthew, once fearful of all females except his sister, becomes Anne's devoted champion, insisting on buying her pretty clothes with fashionable puffed sleeves. Marilla's transformation is more gradual, but equally profound. Initially determined to raise Anne with strict discipline, she finds herself increasingly touched by Anne's imagination and emotional honesty. The community changes too. Even Mrs. Rachel Lynde gradually becomes Anne's supporter. Isn't this the most beautiful aspect of human connection? How we shape each other through love and acceptance. Matthew dies suddenly from heart failure after learning their bank has failed. In this shared grief, Anne and Marilla grow closer, with Marilla finally expressing her deep maternal love. When Marilla faces potential blindness and must stop reading and sewing, she considers selling Green Gables. Anne chooses to forego college to teach locally and care for her adoptive mother. Gilbert's sacrifice of the Avonlea teaching position for Anne's benefit becomes the catalyst for their reconciliation. When they finally make peace, Gilbert joyfully declares their destiny as friends. The novel concludes with Anne accepting that while her immediate dreams have changed, her path ahead still holds promise, with endless possibilities waiting at each bend in the road. Why does this century-old story continue to captivate millions? Perhaps because Anne's journey speaks to universal human experiences, the longing for belonging, the power of imagination to transform reality, and love's capacity to heal childhood wounds. Anne shows us that difficult beginnings need not determine one's future. Her refusal to be diminished by circumstances, her ability to find beauty in ordinary places, and her determination to overcome flaws make her eternally relatable. The novel presents a nuanced view of community that acknowledges both limitations and strengths. Initially rigid Avonlea demonstrates capacity for acceptance and growth. Green Gables transforms from an orderly but joyless home to a place filled with love and laughter. Most significantly, Anne celebrates imagination not as escape, but as deeper engagement with reality. Her habit of renaming places reflects not rejection of surroundings, but desire to perceive their inherent beauty. In an era when children's literature emphasized moral lessons over character development, Montgomery created a protagonist whose flaws are as important as her virtues. Through Anne's story, we discover that growth comes not from conforming to external expectations, but from developing self-understanding and making choices aligned with our deepest values.